This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another open mic show from 2 to 3 p.m. I hope y'all are well. I am good. It is rainy up in these streets, but it isn't frigid, it isn't cold, and it isn't snow. Before I get into things, I just want to thank you for supporting CJSF during our fun drive last week. I hope you enjoyed the variety of shows. I certainly did. I also enjoyed producing my first fun drive show, so that was super exciting. And this week, I'm excited to be back with a mix of dope music that I found on our digital library. I've got a couple of interviews that I'm going to be sharing today. I even have a live recording from Bua's concert that I went to this past Saturday at Massey Theater. It was such a great show. It was filled with like interesting and captivating storytelling, which is super fun when you go to a show. The show was intimate, which was great. The vocals were vocaling, okay? Amazing vocals by Bua. And if you do get the opportunity to see Bua live in future, I know he's got another show upcoming, and then there's going to be loads of stuff happening in the new year. So if you get the opportunity to see Bua live, I highly recommend it. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. So much so that I'm actually kicking off the show with a reggae set, starting off with Bua's live performance of Bob Marley's Is This Love. It was super awesome. I'm going to follow that a track by Holly Cook's song Full Moon Baby. And before I tell you about the next song, so there are a couple of tracks that I'm playing today that reference the moon. I happen to love the moon. I have some online personas with moon in it. Moon is very dear to me, so I'm really excited to play that track. And then lastly, I'm going to end that set with with the track Amber. So let's start off with Bua.
Oh, yeah. Can't treat you right. I want to love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single day. We'll share the same room, for child provides the bread. Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
Yeah. and blessings to you and your heart. Remember, all positivity, no room for negativity. Yes, you do. Right in the water, left in the water, you understand? You must look in the mirror, but truly.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Okay. So you just heard a reggae set, three tracks, starting off with Bua Live. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, the energy was incredible at the show. After that, we had Holly Cook with Full Moon Baby. And then lastly, we had Yuno with Amber. So, you know, when we listen to reggae, what normally happens is I talk about food. Today, I'm going to chat about the lunch that I made because, guys, it was so delicious. I made a super easy 6-ingredient tomato-based pasta. The pasta that I worked with this time around was penne pasta. I actually quite like penne. So I used penne. I had mushrooms. I had a spicy sausage, which I sliced up in sort of like discs or medallions. And I had some fresh parsley, some garlic, and then I added sharp cheddar cheese. I know people love to add Parmesan to their pasta, but sometimes I like a sharp cheddar. It depends on the pasta that I'm using. So that's what I added. And then because you know, it's the Jamaican in me, I like to have a little kick to the food that I make. So I added some red chili pepper flakes, some salt and pepper to taste, and then I added a few dashes of hot sauce by the Jamaican brand Grace. I swear by them, it was so, so, so delicious. Next up, I'm super excited about this because you are going to hear an interview that I did with Eastside Culture Crawl, artistic director Esther Rosenberg and artist Tiffany Blaze. Eastside Culture Crawl Visual Arts, Design and Craft Festival is in its 29th year and returning to the Eastside Arts District from November 20th to 23rd.
Hi, this is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. I am actually so excited because I am here on site. That's what we do sometimes at the station. We kind of get out into the community, and I'm here to talk about the Eastside.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back again. Just had a little bit of issues with my audio. So we're going to try this again. And maybe we won't try this again. I am going to get another track on the playlist here. And then I'm going to try to get our interview going. So let's see what we're going to play right now. We are going to go with Wiley and Numbers in Action.
Boy, A-listed. To get it right, I know it's all about timing. I reinvent, I'm like a brand new signing. I talk about the little ladder we are climbing. Music ain't a thing because I know I put the time in. If it's an issue and you're gonna need tissue because your eyeballs are boring, you can stop whining, whinging, change what you're thinking. I'm all for putting the pen to the paper because I'm an author. I'm never putting an act on. I've done this thing since Shack at Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see. Yo, can you send me what I called for? Like green sticky, yeah, the one you might walk for. You say they don't like Wiley, talk more. Because I educate like a tutor. Musical, you see me group one, you're in group four. And you got the fever, the one you need soup for. These other spitters ain't hot, they are lukewarm. Have you ever seen a gram spirit in its true form? Help put a foot in a shoe, like a shoehorn. They tell me kick back a little, come too raw. I say the things on your mind and what your crew saw. I got the vision, I can open up a new door. And I'm one of the greatest, but my sound's fresh like I'm one of the latest. I can move floors. Especially dance ones, plus I got kids, chart ones, true core. I'm never putting an act on, I've done this thing since Shack at Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson, but now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see, yeah, mugs, what they wanna take you for. Do I really take the piss? I ain't too sure. People saying that my last sit's Rolex, so I ain't stopping when I know that I can do more. They're mugging me, that's what it sounds like. I bought the albums, our price sounds right. I'm so in tune with the sound's gonna sound right. Two number ones up, I'm on a now hype. I'm never putting an act on, I
done this thing since Shack at Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see. I'm never putting an act on. I done this thing since Shack at Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. Dollars, I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars, I wanna see pounds. Full circle, like a merry-go-round. I wanna see dollars, I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars, I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars, I wanna see pounds. Full circle, like a merry-go-round. I'm never putting an act on. I done this thing since Shack at Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. I am actually so excited because I am here on site. That's what we do sometimes at the station. We kind of get out into the community. And I'm here to talk about the Eastside Culture Crawl that will be happening later this month. And I am here with Esther Rosenberg, as well as Tiffany Blaze, to have a lovely conversation. So first, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yay. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having some time to chat with me. I'm so glad to be here. I am going to start asking questions with Esther. You are the executive director of the Eastside Culture Crawl, and I would love to maybe get some history about the Eastside Culture Crawl and what could somebody like myself expect if I were to...
Well,
you know what I mean?
Indulge. I give you history because I've been around for a long time.
Hey.
I'm actually one of the founding members of the Eastside Culture Crawl, which started, this is our 29th year, so started 29 years ago.
Wow.
In 1996, okay. And it was a handful of artists in three buildings.
Okay.
And so it's been, 29 years of developing this visual arts craft and design festival.
Love.
Which has now grown to 520 artists.
Wow.
and we're in 80 buildings.
Wow.
So it's kind of a takeover of the East Side arts, or the East Side of Vancouver, which we now are calling it the East Side Arts District.
Oh, love.
Because of the number of artists, not just visual artists in the neighborhood, but also performing artists. So, really interesting part of the city that is home to the highest ratio of artists per capita than anywhere else in Canada.
Wow. Learning every day.
Learning.
Wow, that's incredible. So, okay, 29th year. When is it happening?
This year, because the dates change, we're more or less the third week of November, and sometimes we... extend that a little bit so that's a little later in November, so this is too early. So we're happening this year, November 20th to the 23rd.
Awesome.
We're open Thursday and Friday from 5 to 10, okay. And then Saturday from 11 to 6.
Awesome.
So long hours, lots of opportunities for people to come and visit, either in the evening or, hopefully what will be a sunny week.
Yes, fingers and toes crossed.
Saturday and Sunday. We've been lucky. Yeah. Very fortunate the last couple of years. The weather has been fantastic.
Awesome.
Hoping for the same this year.
Awesome, awesome. And so I have been to the Eastside Culture Crawl many years ago when it wasn't as large as it is now. I was lucky enough to have a look at the map it is intensive. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that? You know, like
it is
yeah,
intense.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people come to this and look at it and are a little where do I go and what do I do? We have a fantastic website, I have to say,
mm-hmm.
Which is at culturecrawl.ca.
Perfect.
And when you go there, you can look up artists based on mediums. So if you're interested in Tiffany and paintings, you can look up paintings or you can look up Tiffany. Mm-hmm. You will find her either way.
Love it.
So it's got a filtering system.
Awesome.
And you're able to locate artists. And what I suggest to people coming to this event, particularly if it's their first time,
right,
is to really use the website and kind of make a plan of where you might want to go. The map will help guide you. I will, however, state that often what happens is somebody says, I really want to see ceramic work. Mm-hmm. And so they've sort of listed all the ceramicists.
Right.
And what happens is they go to one studio and then they're distracted. And so they have this plan that I don't think very many people kind of get to the studios that they initially plan to get.
Right, right.
People are quite easily distracted because there's a lot to distract you with.
Of course.
That's always, you know, intriguing or of interest or, you know, just something that you're connecting to. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to it. Please plug the website again one more time,
yes,
if you wouldn't mind.
Culturecrawl.ca, culturecrawl with a C.
Yes. Yes.
We don't have it's culture, culturecrawl.ca.
Perfect. Yes. And are you guys also on Instagram by chance?
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people use the Insta Streets.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the.
No worries.
You can find
it. Yeah, yeah.
Quite easy.
And I'll put that in the notes, listeners, just for those who love to go to sort of the Instagram streets. Thank you so much, Esther. I'm going to pass it over to Tiffany. Please, Tiffany, let me know how you got connected to Eastside Culture Crawl first before we talk about your practice.
So I think about this is my eighth Culture Crawl, I think.
Okay.
And I first discovered it just because I used to attend and I loved it so much. And I just remembered seeing all of these different studios around, you know, East Van, and just being so inspired and kind of like entering into all of these, you know, artists' worlds in their studios. And I just thought it was the coolest thing.
Love.
So when I got the chance, finally, you know, got my own studio, I really like leapt at the opportunity to be a part of it.
Love.
I've just kind of done it every year ever since.
I love it. Now, my next question for you is, can you kind of describe your artistic craft? Like, what, for listeners who haven't checked you out yet, because I will plug your website, but if you wouldn't mind sharing.
Sure. So a lot of my inspiration comes from coastal landscapes across BC. My goal is to kind of capture the life force of different landscapes. So I work with a lot of movement and just try to kind of create a lot of dynamic energy in my work.
Yes.
And a lot of them are quite vibrant. So I use mixed media, oil, cold wax, ink, and that's kind of it in a nutshell.
I love it. I just want to say, listeners, I am with Esther and Tiffany in your studio, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to do for some of the stories that I bring on air is, you know, kind of give like a description of the space that I'm in. So if you wouldn't mind, like in your eyes and view as the artist of your space, it just kind of